Welcome in, Jonathan Hood with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I am excited about being at courtside for the ninth season of UIC Flames basketball, and Luke Yaklich is the new head coach for the UIC Flames men's basketball team. Looking forward to the season as it's right around the corner, and Coach Yaklich joins me here on ESPN 1000. Coach Jonathan Hood, thanks so much for coming on.
Jonathan, it's always great to be on with you, and really excited to talk some basketball, and excited about the upcoming season. And it's been a process like it has been for every program and every coach, but and every team. And I'm just really excited for our players, most importantly, to kind of have the their vision in front of them.
You know, I talked to you when you first was able to take over the job, take over the reins at UIC, and I could feel the excitement you have being back, you know, in the Chicagoland area and being able to coach the UIC Flames. Now that we're here with the season around right around the corner, what's going through your mind knowing that we're here?
Well, a lot. Mm-hmm. as a first year head coach, but you know, trying to make sure that you're as prepared as possible. But it's always the thing I think I've taken away from the great head coaches that I've been able to work under and learn from is that it's better to be, you know, try to be really, really good at three or four things than try to tackle 15 things and be just average at everything. So we're really just working on, again, establishing our culture, what our practice culture, you know, really feels like and looks like on a day-to-day basis with our players. And they've been amazing so far, really hungry and eager guys, ready to learn, and they obviously are very motivated about what lies in front of them.
Yeah, you've got your guys trying to get 1% better every day, chopping wood.
Do we expect
the Flames to come out in lumberjack outfits for the opening night? What do you got going on over there?
Well, we may be swinging some axes every now and then, we've got a couple things up on the wall, Jonathan, that for our reward for our guys that are chopping wood in all of our areas of our program, in the classroom, in the weight room, on the court, in the community. Just got a lot of guys that are doing really good stuff, and just excited for them. But they've embraced that part of the culture, and you know, it's when they're talking your language, that's when you know some things are taking hold. And that's the great thing about both our seniors and then all of the guys that we've brought in, and then the guys that were here, the underclassmen that were in the program, if they've embraced things in a lot of different aspects, which makes it fun each and every day to come into practice.
So I, for all of us, this is just a very weird time handling the pandemic. Yeah. What have you and your staff been able to do as far as adjustments throughout all this? Because this is different for every individual, every person listening, especially when you're trying to run a basketball program.
Yeah, it's just the adage, Jonathan, that like you got to take one day at a time has never been more more apparent and more right kind of in your face every day. It's like, well, we're going to take one day at a time, and it's just this cliche. But in this, it is, because there's so many things, you know, from the health and safety standpoint, which is always the number one concern, is just making sure that box is checked every day, and then going on from there to make sure that you're not going too far ahead with anything. Because Coach Beilein used to say, when we take the pieces out of the box and trying to put the puzzle, we don't want to put them back in the box. So it's just kind of this day by day kind of routine with our guys to make sure that we're being very intentional about what's going in, what we're trying to teach them, and then making sure that their understanding of that throughout the whole process, and it's not overwhelming, because it's such a different environment, Jonathan, for them. The normal college life is completely changed, especially just from the classroom perspective, taking a lot of their classes on Zoom, and then, you know, being in front of that computer all day and having a different set of organizational tools that you have to kind of pull out of the toolbox, so to speak, as a student, is totally different. And it's part for us as coaches, having to adjust to that as well. And then our academic staff and our support staff does a great job of really kind of moving our guys along throughout this process and supporting them there. So there's just so many different dynamics to the day for the student athlete right now to navigate from, a saliva test, and then you're going to a Zoom, and then an online tutor, and then we've got practice, and there's just lots of moving parts. So we're doing our very best job to try to make sure that we provide the most stable environment possible for our players to really excel in and grow in.
Coach, when you're an assistant coach and you are just trying to help cultivate a program, trying to move it forward, you were doing that in your last stop at Texas. But in the back of your mind, you got to think, at some point when I get an opportunity to be a head coach, there's certain things I would do. So I will ask you this. Is there something that you learned about yourself at Texas that gets you ready for this job here?
Yeah, I think having an opportunity to learn from Coach Smart there's so many things that I guess the main thing, Jonathan, to start to lead into your question is that to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I learned was that there's such a stark difference just in philosophy of how to run a program on a day-to-day basis, how to play from Coach Smart to Coach Beilein. And both of them are very successful, but they both believe in what they're doing, and they can teach it. And I think that's the number one thing I learned about myself is I know, you're going to have days that you learn as a coach, I don't really like that. I thought I would. And you kind of tweak and change as needed. But that's the biggest thing, because it was a big difference between Michigan and Texas. But the common thing was that both Coach Smart and Coach Beilein absolutely knew exactly who they were, and what they believed in on both sides of the ball. And then you taught that every day. And that's, for me, being very confident in who you are and being able to teach that each and every day to our guys is my biggest takeaway.
Just a sidebar real quick regarding Beilein. Did that work out with Cleveland? It's such a different culture in the NBA where – tell me if I got this right. Let's talk about this. I think that when you are in college, and I've seen this for years – there's a system that you have in place that you want the players to execute. And you're saying, okay, well, this is the best course of action for us to be able to achieve our goal, to be able to win or increase our chances to win. I've seen NBA practices where I've seen coaches, usually assistant coaches, saying, okay, well, this is where I want to go. Tell me the best way that we can achieve our goal, where they put it in the hands of the players to say where you want to. I don't know if Coach had the opportunity to do that as often, or he had a hard time adjusting to that. But I'm wondering, do you feel that Coach will be back into the college game? Because, I mean, that guy is a great college coach.
Yeah.
I just think that dichotomy of saying, hey, listen, tell me what you want to do. This is what I want to achieve. You just tell me how to get there. I don't know if he was able to do that as much as he wanted to in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's probably certain elements of all that are true, Jonathan. And I think for Coach, he's teaching a class at Michigan now in leadership, and I think he's probably going to be doing some work, on TV within the Big Ten. And so I don't know, down the road. I know the one thing that he loves teaching and he loves coaching, but I know one thing also that he's really he's proud of what he's accomplished in his career, obviously, and the legacy that he's left to his assistant coaches, players, and then the programs that he's been in charge of. So I can't say for sure, but I know that he'll never stop teaching, and that's why it didn't take him long to get in that leadership class teaching at Michigan.
All right, let's dig into your roster. I'm excited about the roster. I have a tentative roster. You can give me the real one later, but I have a tentative roster in front of me here on what you want to do. So I'm excited. So let's talk about some of the players that you'll be coaching for the first time, especially Coach McClain's players. So there's Big Rob Howard, who was out last year, and he provides size at 6'7", 6'8". There's Michael Diggins, who I'm a big fan of, at 6'8", 4'. He's going to be a senior this year. Let's start with Diggins. What do you see in his game and practices so far?
I think you know, Mike is so coachable, Jonathan, and all of our guys are just—they're hungry every day. It's really fun to enter the gym because they're sponges, and Diggs is one of those where, you know, he really wants to grow. And the thing I think with all of our returners is the versatility, and that's what we try to really want to impress upon our guys this summer in July. In August, and then obviously when practice started here with fall workouts, etc., just being kind of increasing their skill set. So, you know, a kid like Michael and Rob, in particular, first two that we've discussed here, mm-hmm. they're both athletic, they're long, and the key thing is I want for us one Michael Diggins be able to play in a ball screen a little bit this year. Increasing his you know, his shooting arc has been a big thing. In our fall workouts, and just kind of taking little bits of each of their game because they're all athletic and long, and they play hard. And now we're just trying to make sure that we give them enough pieces to kind of just keep expanding their game throughout the year. And Michael is incredibly athletic, and he's really, really driven to have a strong senior year, as is Rob and Jacob and Jamie. They're all in really good place right now, and we're just trying again to be as versatile as possible because we are able to play guys across a couple different positions. So increasing that skill set, Jonathan, within each of our players has been a big focus and point of emphasis.
Did you see Kevin McHale on your roster? You got a McHale on your roster, Braylon Bridges.
Yeah,
that guy. When he first came to the program, I said, "Boy, yep. this guy's up and under, like, you know, Jack yep. Sigma or like McHale." I said, "You know, how does he work in today's game?" And I'm thinking, "Well, look, if you're going inside, if you're going outside in, from the high post to the low post, that guy has yep. all these different moves to twist and turn the defense to be able to get that high percentage shot at the rim." I said, "You know, that's pretty good. That's a skill set you don't see every day."
Yeah, Braylon has got incredibly good feet and hands. And again, he's a legit 6'10", and he's just really his body's in good shape right now, Jonathan. And he's just been really working hard at being consistent in all of his habits on the court. And conditioning has been one of those. So he just like all of our guys is they've embraced the part of the skill development piece to him. And Braylon, again, on the block has been, you know, been really, really effective so far in practice. And again, it's a lot because of the ability to carve out space. And then when he gets it, he doesn't play in a hurry. And he's very patient in the post, and he's got really good feet and hands. And both of those two combined, you know, he's got just a really good touch as a result of that around the basket. So he's been great. He really has embraced and coaching and trying to take his game to another level.
Tell us about some of the, I know Flames fans are excited about some of the new yep. names like Kirk and others. Tell us about some of the new players that we're going to be seeing this upcoming season.
Yeah, Tavion and, you know, and Maurice kind of will play a lot of guard minutes for us this year. And they've, you know, really good leaders. That's the biggest thing. You can tell that they have been involved and been a part of college basketball before, and they've come in, and Maurice in particular, we've really asked him to grow his voice in practices and with our team, and he's just a really steady, under-control point guard that, again, now is getting comfortable using his voice more and has really developed and continues to develop his shooting form in practices. And Tavion, again, 6'4", and he's a kid from Joliet that he's driven. He's probably right now the guy that's in the gym more than anybody on our team from the time that we've got here till to the point we're talking right now. So he again, very driven to be good. And you know, then we kind of move out to, you know, Jalen Johnson, a junior college player, a left-handed kid that it really provides a lot of toughness. And it just a workmanlike mentality on a day-to-day basis and really steady on both ends of the floor. And then, you know, with Ray Quandis, he's been very consistent also in the gym. He's a hard worker. We knew that when we started recruiting him, and it was what was most exciting about you know, recruiting Ray, knew how much he loved basketball. So, you know, he and Tavion are in there all the time, working hard on their game. And you know, he's about 6'5", and he's a good shooting stroke. And teaching him again, just to, all of our guys to be more versatile, being able to play in a ball screen and reading the floor. And then obviously defensively, we have a chance to, you know, to be a good team with our length and athleticism as long as we stay disciplined. And you know, with that, Zion Griffin coming from Iowa State, lefty, you know, 6'6", really, really athletic, Jonathan. You know, he's a high flyer and has embraced the leadership role as well, and really exercised his voice within our team, whether we were meeting on Zoom huddles or in actual, you know, socially distanced huddles in practice. Zion's voice has grown, and he's really a willing leader, you know, on and off the court for us. So those are, you know, our new guys. And Deion Edgem has really worked himself into shape, as one of our forwards. Brian Taylor spends a lot of time in the gym as well. He's probably our biggest sponge. He just loves learning, and is so accepting of the new stuff that we're implementing and trying to help him grow every day. So those two guys have been outstanding, you know, as far as, you know, returning the returning underclassmen. And then, you know, with Jamie coming back to our seniors, Jonathan, Jamie Hale and Jacob Wiley have been working incredibly hard as well. Jamie is a really good shooter. And he's, again, we're trying to keep giving him confidence, you know, as a coach, you got to give shooters confidence to miss. And, you know, every shot for Jamie that isn't life and death. And that's where we got with him. And, he's shooting the ball right now and being pretty comfortable. And Jacob Wiley's really embraced the skill development part. You know, he had some habits we needed, just to correct and to be able to be more efficient with the athleticism he has. And he's embraced that as well. And he's poised again to have a really good, senior year. These guys are driven, to be successful. And then, you know, we've got a freshman in Demetrius Gallup, from Los Angeles that, is, you know, 6'3" athletic left-handed guard that I think, is going to learn a lot from Tavion and Maurice over the next couple years. And, will be a player that, you know, Flames fans can look forward to, you know, watching grow in the program and be a really good guard in our league.
When you are the most satisfied offensively, what does it look like, your core philosophy offensively?
Yeah, for us, Jonathan, we've emphasized just, again, it's playing with pace. And, you know, we're not, our philosophy, Jonathan, is the go-to man is the open man, and our players have really embraced that part of it. Moving the ball, sharing it. And, you know, the one thing that I definitely learned from Coach Beilein is that do everything you can and teach the fundamentals of footwork so that you're not turning the ball over with your feet. So that's been a huge emphasis, us taking care of the basketball, Jonathan. And again, we're going to be running a 4-out-1-in system, and it requires a lot of guys to utilize and increase their skill sets. And when the ball is moving and we're taking, again, the shots within our offense that, you know, our guys have made at 50% clip or more in practice, you know, those are good shots for us, and we live with it each and every night. And obviously with guys like Braylon and some versatility of different players moving inside and out, it's being able to utilize each person's skill set accordingly within that 4-out offense that I think has been a really pleasant surprise right now. We got a group that that is unselfish. So I think that would be the number one thing for me is being fundamentally sound with our feet and taking care of the ball is when it's going to be most efficient for us. And again, we're an unselfish team right now in practice. We don't mind giving that thing up.
Coach, it will be interesting looking at the schedule that came out the other day for the Horizon League, and that's easy for the scout coach. I mean, you just seem to be playing a lot of back-to-back games. There's no mystery.
No doubt.
So, yeah, it is. How odd is that for you?
It's different for sure, because it's kind of, in an essence, you know, as a high school coach, Jonathan, you know, at Joliet or at Sterling or LaSalle Peru, it was, you know, you usually sometimes you played a Tuesday night game. Mm-hmm. You tried to stay away from those as much as possible because of school. So you played Friday and Saturday. And you would gear up for your conference game on Friday night, which was the most important. And then you'd put in little things along the way to get your team ready for Saturday and whatever that opponent did. And that's kind of like, even we're playing the same team, but I've been in that kind of mode before of like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is you're prepping. And one of those days, you know, would be an off day, likely with our schedule. But then on Friday or Saturday, whenever we play that game, you're ready to lock into that opponent. And then it's just the fun thing about it, Jonathan, I think for all the coaches and players, is just that being able to, you know, make subtle adjustments from one game to the next in a win or a loss. And then kind of similar to, you know, way a team would do in a playoff series or something. So I think there's some really unique things that our players will embrace and staff will embrace that'll make it fun to kind of be able to do those adjustments game in and game out. But again, having 3 to 4 days to prepare for one team is going to be an advantage. And, you know, that's you have to make it an advantage through your preparation. So staff and players excited about that. And obviously, most importantly, it's what we've deemed in our conference and our league office has done an amazing job with, along with the administrators throughout the league of just putting together the best possible situation for safety protocols to be met. And our players throughout the league to be in the safest environment possible throughout the whole season. And at the same time, be able to say you played a conference season and determine a conference champion and lead into what we hope is a great March experience in our tournament and then in the big tournament.
Any word that you've heard about the Horizon League coming into this? You got some quality studs for a number of these teams. There's no easy out in this Horizon League, I've noticed over the years.
No, it's from when you look at it, Jonathan, and study it, the years going back and what teams do, you know, Wright State and Northern Kentucky have been really good lately, obviously. It's, you know, you got to have good guard play. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the size at the, you know, inside position, there's just versatility. And in this league, it's, you know, from 6'7 to 6'9 at the post position, you can get a lot done in this league because there's, again, four guards that are pretty versatile outside. So I think that depth and versatility is a key thing that you have to recruit to, and you have to develop on a day-to-day basis within your team in order to make sure you're competing. And obviously with back-to-back games, Jonathan, that there's a little bit of, you know, an element of, you know, the wear and tear on that weekend, being able to have your entire team ready, and it'll test your depth a little bit on certain days, particularly with teams that may have an injury where maybe one of the top six or seven has to sit out a game, and now you're playing back-to-back down a player. That certainly is going to, again, bring a whole other thing into play in terms of the preparation and conditioning and then your depth.
Coach, lastly, and I appreciate your time, I just want to
absolutely.
I just want to know your message to Flames fans. This is going to be so different. You know, again, Flames fans get, especially for the early games, they get into it and they come to the stadium, and now it's going to be a little different. So, what's your message to Flames fans here?
Well, I mean, determining you know how everything plays out with you know fans and how that looks this year and what we're able to do. You know, the best thing that we're going to do is, you know, we're going to play hard each and every night. And the message would be if the gym's not open, to please tune in to whatever, you know, your radio call each and every night, Jonathan, to make sure that you're following and supporting us there. And with our social media account, we're going to do everything possible, you know, to give as much access to the fans as possible so they can connect with our team a little bit. But I think we're going to be a team that plays hard every night based upon our practices so far, Jonathan. We have a competitive group, and how well we stay together and embrace the team aspect over the course of the year, like every program, is going to provide the difference between things. But man, the message to Flame fans is be excited about this group in whatever message or in whatever way that you can, given this environment, because we do have a group of really good kids that have embraced the student athlete aspect of this since we've got here and put our staff together at UIC.
UIC begins its Horizon League season on December 19th at home against Oakland. Coach, as always, I appreciate it. Look forward to working with you. And this is going to be an interesting season, that's for sure. I look forward to seeing it.
Interesting is a great word, and I'm just hoping that everybody can stay throughout the league is healthy and safe. And that's the key thing here going forward. And I'm looking forward to seeing you courtside. Jonathan, I appreciate all your support and the opportunity to talk with you today about our program. And to all the Flames fans and alumni throughout Chicago and Indiana and the state in general, appreciate your support in every way that we can this year, and look forward to meeting everybody when that time can happen.
Luke Yaklich, the head coach for the UIC Flames, with us, with me, Jonathan Hood, right here on ESPN Chicago.